In other news this morning, just a few months ago, the push for climate action was top of the news. Advocates are mostly disappointed with the outcome of the latest legislative session. That story this morning from KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
It was a short session, and lawmakers did address at least one key climate policy. They updated the state's statutory limits on greenhouse gas emissions, which were last set in 2008. Now they've committed to zero net carbon by 2050. But Vlad Gutmann-Britton with the Olympia think tank Climate Solutions still says the session was a failure.
Passing goals, passing intentions, and at the same time not doing anything to make those real, to get us closer to those goals, it's insufficient. It's not good enough.
Lawmakers once again did not pass the so-called clean fuel standard that would have required lower carbon alternatives at the pump and investments in things like electric car infrastructure.
Washington is alone on the West Coast with a shameful donut hole without such a policy. And it's time that we move forward.
Backers say a clean fuel standard would be the most effective way to reduce carbon emissions from transportation, the state's biggest source of greenhouse gas pollution. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.